Mojo Breaks Studios. It's Dan and Doug.
Come on!
So, get hyped. Be hyped. This is... The Hype.
What is going down, everyone? It's time for MojoBreak.com, The Hype. Episode number 118, and we got a really, really fun show. Action-packed show. We're going to talk about this year's worst signatures, so think of some. We've got a few up on the slide. We're going to talk a little Drew Brees and his recent accomplishments and tie it into the cards. We're also going to talk a little draft Sapphire that had the internet up in arms on Twitter today. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And at the end of the show, me and Dan are going to square off for Guess That Price. I got to redeem myself. Totally just threw up an egg last weekend, C-Rad, so I got to redeem myself here. So I gotta get warmed up, guys. But check out the site, MojoBreak.com. Today we're breaking Origins Basketball, brand new. The football product has crossed over to basketball. And we have Bowman's Best Baseball, 4 autos a box, 32 autos in the case, and it's a loaded checklist. So that's what's coming up, and we do breaks every day. So you can check out our schedule, mojobreak.com. Everything's scheduled out. Everything's guaranteed. Dan, what's going down? Are you ready for that Rams loss this weekend, Saturday?
They're probably going to lose.
Okay. I like that response.
Hey, man, I know football.
C-Rad.
My team's not that good. I'm not delusional.
Talk about teams not being good. C-Rad.
Whoa.
Raiders. What happened, dude? What happened? The farewell to Oakland, and they let the Jags back in the game.
I don't know. Same thing that happened at the Niner games against the Falcons.
Yeah, they did. Well, I know. I don't have any room to talk this week.
That's fun to watch.
But at least we're making the playoffs, and you guys are
going to... And you know what? It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you make the playoffs. Matters if you do one thing and one thing only. You got to win that Super Bowl, so...
Gotcha.
You can be like... Hey, man, we went to the playoff. Cool, man. Cool. Awesome. Good story, but it doesn't matter. Would you be like, you guys lose in the divisional round? You're like, successful season. We had a great year.
Season to build upon.
Yeah, not in this day and age.
We were 4-12 last year. So
that window is, it's 1 year. You got a one-year window.
It is a one-year window.
Because everybody on your team that's either going to be a free agent or on the coaching staff, they'll find other jobs.
They'll find other homes. They will. Well, this card sold a couple days ago, and holy crap. So, I mean, it's the GOAT, Tom Brady, 2000 playoff contenders championship ticket, Tom Brady, number to 100, 8.5 on the grade, which is just ugly to look at for me, and a 10 on the auto sold for $224,000. $225,000 for one single card. That's crazy. This card is only 19 years old. You think it's worth it?
Is that with bids or?
That is with bids.
Oh, man. What would a 9.5 go for? $500,000?
I guess so, right? I mean, and those are very hard to grade. I mean, an 8.5 is actually considered a pretty good grade for that card. And it's a number to 100, so there's not a lot of them out there in circulation, but... I was hoping to own one of these one day, not the number to 100 one, but base one. Not ever going to be able to touch one of these.
Got a question for you. So yeah. If you, let's say you had an extra quarter of a mil sitting around burning a hole in your pocket and you decided to buy this card, would you resubmit this to PSA to see if you can get a 9 or a 10? You probably wouldn't get a 10, but you could get a 9.
Well, I mean... Because they crack it out for you, I guess I would give it a shot. But, man, can you imagine the amount of stress of that card actually, like, the FedEx guy picking it up?
Oh, God, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you'd almost – actually, that would be a scenario you'd probably want to go to PSA yourself, mm-hmm. You know, walk in. I don't know how their procedure works, but, I mean, man, that is literally a house, and we'll show you why. I did some Zillow research. So for $224,000, you can get a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,300 square foot in Orlando. So that, for one Tom Brady, or you could have a house in Orlando. That's a mock-up. They're still building it.
Oh, I'm like,
brand new house.
Where's the rest of it? And is there? Are they just by themselves? There's no neighbors.
It's from The Sims. and then you can go to some other states. You can get. you know, over here on the next slide, you can get a house in Alabama, nice big size house, 2,200 square feet, four bedrooms, three baths, entirely too much bathrooms, $230,000 or a Tom Brady. So you have the house, you have the Tom Brady. You can move on to some other states here. I think we got some West Virginia action going down. West Virginia, you can get, or actually this is Idaho. Idaho, 215,000, five bedrooms, two baths, 2,500 square feet in Idaho. Or Tom Brady contenders, 9, 8, 5, 10. Or West Virginia, look at all that land. You can get six bedrooms, three baths, 2,800.
Yeah, that's for a house I want, too.
For $197,000. So you still have, you know, $50,000 to spend on a new whip. Or you could go and get this $90,000 house in West Virginia, and it's not bad. I mean, check that out. It's got a nice little deck and everything. You may not have any neighbors, and you may have to fight off the wolves or foxes or whatever. But it's two bedroom, one bath, 1,200 square feet, $90,000. You'd still have $160,000 left over. You could buy two Tessie whips.
I was going to say, you can buy a Tessie whip.
Get a couple Rollies. I mean, you'd be living fat. Or a Tom Brady. I mean, what would you rather have? What's a better investment?
I got a question. So if you were to show up and be like, hey, owner of the house, you want $230,000 for this? How about I give you this Tom Brady?
I don't think it's going to work.
Oh, I think it would.
You think? if you move to our neck of the woods, you go to San Jose and you got $220,000 to spend, you can get a mobile home.
That's a really good deal.
$229,000.
It's a good deal. Where'd you find that?
I had to search on Zillow. It went from having 500,000 listings to about four at that price.
I mean, I don't know where you found something in San Jose that was under three.
So it's 229,000. The house is so nice, they just showed a picture of the front of the complex. That is the main picture on the Zillow listing. So then you could take a look at the house, 229,000. This is what that gets you in San Jose right here. There you go. You got it. You could be a Packer fan because you got the matching, you know, trim on the house. And you could take a look at how pro this hall is. I mean, you could totally get a chick in this house right here. And, you know, you won't have the Tom Brady anymore. I mean, nothing screams I'm Vegas Dave like this San Jose house right here.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a good deal.
It is.
It's a good deal.
Thinking about it. But then I was thinking you wouldn't have a pool. You'd have to probably do something like this with the pool. And, just if it gets hot.
It's garbage. It's good. And now you wouldn't be able to do that with your garbage can because wasn't it like ransacked by bees?
Oh, yes. Yeah, my garbage can, I'd have a bees and water. But if you're listening to the audio version of it, it is a redneck dude in a trash can. And that is the pool that you'd be able to afford if you bought a house in San Jose. But if you're buying in West Virginia, Idaho, or Florida, you could take that money that you buy with the Tom Brady and you could get a pretty nice little house for yourself.
Hey, that guy looked like he's having the time of his life, though.
He does. He looks like he's having a really good time. Is that a ladder in there? I think he has a real ladder in there, too.
Well, how are you going to get in there?
Yeah, that's true. That's pretty genius. That's pretty genius. You cool off on a hot day, man. Yeah, I mean,
it's not terrible.
You're set up. But that's the interesting thing. I would almost want to follow this Tom Brady, right, and see how much it originally went for and just see the history of it. It'd be like a Zillow on a Tom Brady.
Well, we did a buyback product. One of our first ones, I think, and we got a Brady Contenders Auto. Was it an 8.5?
I think it was an 8. It might have been an 8.
No, I think it was an 8.5.
It was an 8.5, but it was the base version, not numbered.
Not the refractor version.
And I think we've valued it at, what, 8,000?
Yeah, I think we bought it for 5 or 6,000. So I think it's tripled since that time.
Yeah,
that was like,
I mean,
3 years
it's
ago.
That's got to be a $20,000-$25,000 card now.
Right. Well, that's the thing. If you're, we talk about Zion every show. We talk about, you know, Vlad Guerrero in the past and all of our other hypes. There's 117 other hypes, by the way, if you get bored and you need something to listen to. But that is not your – that's probably one of the safer investments. And I know $225,000 is a lot, but I don't think anybody's going to have six Super Bowls. So once he – that's when those cards really jumped up, is once he achieved GOAT status – there isn't anything better. So
the only thing that really, and this is, it's a big thing. The only thing that really separates Tom Brady to Drew Brees is the Super Bowls.
Right. Right.
So,
and
I mean, and Drew Brees doesn't go for, you know, a quarter mil.
We actually, I know you don't see the slides, but that was just an amazing segue. But before we move on to talking about,
I could read everybody's minds.
Well, you were doing the Scott Stapp earlier. I guess you weren't over.
You know, I've been doing. Vegas. If you've been noticing this, I've been doing it for like the last month. It's kind of my thing. I just like hanging out.
I was waiting for the with arms wide open.
No. Okay. Well, first off, that's what we weren't singing any Creed songs in Vegas.
Yeah, Dan and TJ here are gonna start a Britney Spears cover band in the key of Scott Stapp from Creed.
It's a huge thing. It's gonna be huge.
So it's gonna be like, hit me, baby, one more time.
And like that, and it translates very well.
It does. You're gonna sell out shows, arenas.
It does.
You're gonna go to West Virginia and make a lot of money.
Get that pool right
there.
Yeah,
exactly. A touring pool. But what I was gonna say is that Tom Brady contenders, before we move past Tom Brady, is that the most iconic modern card of all time right now? And you can't consider the 89 Griffin. I'm not talking, that's more vintage to me at this point. But like 2000 to now, is that the most iconic sports card?
I don't know, because I think in order to, I mean, that would be before group breaking. So you wouldn't be able to go through archived YouTube videos and find people pulling them.
Right.
So I don't know. I think you'd have
I guess you got to still say pre group break era.
Yeah.
So I guess you would have a category of best break era card.
I mean, plus you can't go and buy. It's is it 99 contenders?
2000
contenders. You can't go buy that.
You can.
Oh, like no, I mean, $7,000, but you can't. You can't though.
For a chance, but you won't get one.
I mean, there is 101 parallels, right?
I don't think so. I'm not familiar with that set. I think there was only
just 100,
and I think 100, and then the base. I think so. I could be wrong. Somebody correct me if they were familiar with that year of contenders. But is that more iconic than the 2009 Bowman draft route?
Yes.
C-Red says yes.
No, because I've actually seen more Trouts than I've seen in person of the Tom Brady's. I don't know if I've ever seen one in person besides the one we had for the buyback.
Right. But that could be why it's so iconic.
I think what makes it iconic is when you go to a show, you'll see not every other showcase, but I mean, you'll probably see 10 to 20 Trouts just floating around. When do you go up to showcases at the National or any other big show and see a Tom Brady?
Right. Well, because they're tucked away in collections, and I don't think people are willing to sell them right now.
So I don't. You just don't see them, so they can't. I don't know if we can say they're iconic.
Well, it was playoff. It was one of playoff. You know, playoff made it. They didn't make obviously.
It's iconic because it's worth $250,000. But I don't know. I think to be an iconic card, you have to see them once in a while.
Well, who would you rather invest in, Tom Brady or LeBron James right now?
LeBron James.
LeBron James. Okay. All right.
That basketball. Because my fear is we may see another Tom Brady. I don't know if
six Super Bowls is going to happen.
I don't know if we'll ever see another LeBron James.
Yeah. Interesting.
Tom Brady wasn't hyped at a high school. Like, you know, I
right,
mean, he,
right, like
what was
like
he? What was he? What was he like?
He was an underdog story,
like a fifth round pick
or something like that. Yeah. All right. So Drew Brees broke the all-time touchdown record. He's in the record books all over. The man only has one Super Bowl, right? He's only won one Super Bowl. But at least he's won one compared to like a Dan Marino. His cards, contenders from the year contenders. You can get one for about like this is buy it now. So you can probably get one for a better deal than this. 2001 contenders. That's crazy. You had a 2000 Brady and 2001 was Breeze. $15,000. So, you know, a lot cheaper than Tom Brady at the moment. So, obviously, I don't think he's ever going to be a notch above Brady on anybody's board, you know. But I wanted to say, where would you rank?
He'd have to win 7 Super Bowls.
Right.
I don't think he's going to be playing 6 years.
See, but that's the weird thing about it all, is that Jordan... I know it's a different sport, but Jordan and LeBron are arguably 1 and 2, and most people's conversations 1 and 2. Bill Russell has more championships than those guys, so you know if you go by that, then Bill Russell's the GOAT. But football, it's Super Bowls, right? So
Bill Russell didn't have a different era for television too, because everything that Jordan did was televised.
True.
Everything that LeBron did was televised.
10 teams of what?
There was 10 teams. So they're the
oh yeah, yeah,
different talent level as well.
I gotcha. I was like, he didn't play for 10 teams. So where do you guys rank on all time quarterbacks? Where does Drew Brees rank on your all time? Does he crack your top 10?
Drew Brees, absolutely. Yeah.
Does he crack top 5?
Yeah,
cracks top 5. Mm-hmm. So who's in your top 5?
I mean, I would put him. So Brady would be one. I would probably put Brees 2, and I'd put Peyton Manning 3. Is it because Montana's not in there?
Montana's got to be 2 or 3. Come on.
No, dude, Montana didn't have the stats.
Yeah, 4 Super Bowls.
Yeah, that there we go.
Brady
we go
doesn't have the stats either.
Yeah, he does.
Not really.
His stats are better than Montana's stats.
He played a lot longer. Wait, 40 years.
Montana maybe 5th.
Well, how about Marino? Marino doesn't have the stats. A different era of football. Though.
Marino has better stats. Marino's stats are better than Montana's as well. Montana was a game manager. He didn't do anything to lose the game.
He's like Alex Smith, then you're saying.
He was better than Alex Smith. Okay. I didn't compare him to Alex Smith.
C-Rat,
like he
was C-Rat's top.
I think Bill Walsh, without Bill Walsh, Montana doesn't have those Super Bowls.
Right. Well, without Bill Belichick, Tom Brady doesn't have those Super Bowls. Even more so, in my opinion.
Probably not, but...
C-Rat's top 10 is going to be Derek Carr, Jim Plunkett, Ken Stabler...
Fred Biletnikoff.
Dude, by the way, we did pull a triple helmet auto of all the Super Bowl MVP Raiders on a Raider mini helmet. It was Mike Marcus Allen, Plunkett, and whoever.
What?
Yeah, yesterday. Personal. It's actually probably still here. C-Rad's top 5, Max, Carr, Russell. Yeah, Jamikas has got to be in there, right?
No, it's Daryl LaMonica, Stabler, Plunkett, Rich Gannon, and Derek Carr.
I would have gone Jeff George.
Jeff George, yes. Rich Gannon was a good quarterback.
Rich Gannon was good. Marcus Tuiasosopo.
Terrell Pryor.
Terrell Pryor. Matt McGloin.
Matt McGloin.
Who is the guy, Wilson? He's in the 2013 draft.
Oh yeah, Tyler Wilson. Yeah.
Tyler Wilson. Number eight. I think they retired that number.
So we got some responses of their top 10 in the chat. We've got Sebastian. Thanks for the cool comments, by the way, man. And I like your podcast too. I tuned in the other day, man. Good stuff. Brady, Montana, Manning, Wilson. Is that Russell Wilson and Breeze? Busta has Brady, Manning, Breeze, Montana, Marino, and Favre. Can't dispute that one. I think it would be Brady, Montana for me. Then Peyton, and then probably Breeze. I think I'd have him 4th. Now, there's some guys that, you know, if you go old school, there's a lot of people that would say Otto Graham should be in there. There's a lot of people that say Johnny Unitas should be in there. There's a lot of people that say Bradshaw, because the amount of Super Bowls he won, should be in there. Bart Starr won a lot.
Why does Bradshaw get overlooked?
Because he's a game manager, like you said.
Well, they should put him 3rd then.
They didn't call it the Niner curtain defense when Montana was there.
Niners had a good defense, though.
Niners had a pretty good defense. 94 specifically. 94, and Montana wasn't even there. That was young. The best defense they had was in 94. So, interesting conversation with Breeze. I mean, at that price, I know it's a high roller price to buy a $15,000 contenders, but if you see what Brady's prices are at, I don't know. It seems like that might be a decent buy there.
For it to go up, though, how many more Super Bowls does Breeze have to win? He has to win another one, right?
I think he has to just retire and then go in and get in the Hall of Fame. That's my prediction. I don't think it goes up significantly like what happened with Brady. I mean, Brady's after that undisputed GOAT, there was no – the Montana backers started falling off once the numbers went up. Once the Super Bowl numbers went up. So I think that was when everybody was like, okay, I got to get this.
And you got to think, like, Breeze had some injury issues in San Diego, so he never really came into his own there. So his whole – I mean, you could basically make an argument that his career started when he got to the Saints.
Yeah.
So that was like 4 or 5 years that he – I think there was 1 or 2 years where he was hurt for most of the year.
Right, yeah.
And then he was on – a so-so team, and they didn't believe in him because they drafted Philip Rivers.
Right. Well, yeah, they thought his arm was done.
Yeah.
And I guess statistically back then, the arm, people did not come back from that. And look what he's done. So, but I want to move on to the outrage that happened today on Twitter over Bowman Draft Sapphire. So if you're not familiar with this, it's two parallels and 30 base cards, and it's $35. So there's no chance at an auto, but chance at 101s, chance at reds, stuff like that. The price point's right, so everybody and their mother thought, I could get one of these at $35, right? I mean, you're coming off trying to buy first off the line, Contenders Basketball or even Prism, and you know those are $500, $600 boxes. $35, everybody wants them. So people just got entitled. They didn't get some, and they were mad as hell. They let Twitter know. They let Topps know how crappy their website was. It was basically like first off the line all over again, just all over again, just reliving it this way, but through Topps. So one guy on Twitter was like, Topps Bowman Draft Sapphire would have been better off being at Walmart or Target. At least their technology would have had the bandwidth to handle the demand. Another angry person wrote on the next slide, it's too bad Topps doesn't want my money. I wanted to pick up a couple of Bowman Draft Sapphire boxes that showed in stock, but I couldn't log into my account. Kept getting server errors. By the time it let me through, it was sold out. Figures. Me. What about me? Why didn't I get it? I'm entitled. I should get it. Let's break down the numbers, guys. There was probably 5,000 boxes made, and there's 80,000 people that want it. You're not going to get – not everybody's going to get a box. It's just the harsh reality of it. So don't feel entitled that you need a box.
I was having an error as well. I tried it twice and didn't get it.
I didn't get any. I didn't get any.
Did you go on with your life?
I didn't even try it, actually.
Did you go on with your life?
I went on living my life.
Okay, cool. Did you hit Twitter?
But I got really mad, and that's coming up. I took it out on other people, but I'll show you. Topps, your website has been less than stellar today. Trying to order Bowman Chrome Draft Sapphire. Had to refresh 1,000 times. Made it to the final checkout once or twice, only to have it load continuously and then error out. Mad face, mad face, mad face. So just they're upset. So I took
fire,
to Twitter.
Fire?
I took to Twitter, and I was mad, but I took it out on other stuff. So I tweeted out to the California Lottery that I bought 10 $30 scratchers and lost. I'm pissed. It took me a while to get through the 7-Eleven line just for this. Mad face, mad face, even more mad face, mad face, mad face, fire, fire.
Did you actually send that?
No. And then in the next one, I was mad. I was trying to get the Jordans. So I took to Nike. I was like, I wanted 10 pairs of Jordan 11 breads. I had 10 in my cart and went to checkout and nothing. Already had the $1,000 spent on Xmas presents I was going to get from flipping the shoes. Now nobody gets gifts. Mad face, mad face, mad face, throw up face, arms in the air. So, why can't I get why can't I make money? Why can't I flip this stuff? You know what I mean? So I didn't want to take it out on Topps and Panini. So I just hit these other companies up. So, and then I was going for a job interview earlier in the week. So I was on Google Maps. And Google Maps told me I was going to get to Apple in 18 minutes, but it took me 27 minutes to get there, and I had an interview, and I lost my dream job. It's Google Maps' fault. Pissed. I could have been working for Tim Apple. But instead, I'm stuck here working, breaking cards. So, you know, it's Google Maps' fault. So, but I was going to write something to Topps. I deleted this one, but this is what I was going to put. I got one more before that. at McDonald's, I gained 100 pounds from eating your food every day, and now my friends call me fat. Your fault. Fat face, fat face, fat face, angry fat face.
What's a fat face? Is there a fat face emoji?
No, it's not. It should be, though. And then this was my Topps one that I was going to write, too, that I didn't do. It's not fair that I didn't get a Sapphire box. I should get one. Me, me, me. Least you could do for me. I spent 15 minutes on your site for nothing. What are you going to do for me? I'll buy licensed baseball cards from somewhere else. Give me 20 boxes or else. So I was going to do that, but I deleted it. I said they were already getting too much crap going on today. They're already getting too many angry people with all their angry emojis that I decided that I wasn't going to send this tweet. But, you know, I'm entitled. I'm a person. I'm a millennial. I'm entitled. I'm entitled to everything. I should get anything I want, you know? That's just how I feel. Should go on Twitter and just cry about it and be a WB. That's what I should do because I'm entitled to that $35.
Yeah, you, we get it. You're entitled. You said it a time or two.
That was awesome, dude.
Wow.
Any comments on the entitlement on the old Twitter machine?
You know what? I need to care more. That's all I got out of it. I'm like, I need to care enough to send one of these mean tweets out to somebody.
That's just people having their mind that they were going to get the box, and then they were going to hit the one of one Wander Franco or the one of one Adley Rutschman, and because Topps' website crashed, it's Topps' fault, and they ruined their day.
I was reading it as I was trying to buy it, and I couldn't get in. I was like, okay, what am I actually buying here? I want to read what's in there. I think it was 30 cards.
It's 30 base cards and two parallels. Yeah,
and the parallels can be numbered to 99.
Yeah, right.
So I am pretty much buying that box of cards for $30 and getting two number to 99 parallels.
Yes. But Phil Hughes, the ball player, former ball player, who's now opens up boxes online and is a big collector, he's paying $90 for a box. So right you just took money out of people's hands.
I'm going to say this. I think the Stock X product that I was bashing on before is a better deal.
Oh God.
No, because this has a shot at a 101. That's the thing. You didn't have a shot.
Yeah, but you have, but would you want a shot of a 101 that you're probably not going to get, probably going to get a number to 99? Or with the Stock X, you're getting number to what? 31?
31. I mean, I would love to jump onto your point there, but I think with the 30 cards, you could grade those cards, and then if you hit a low number parallel of a better guy, you're
but
doing,
I don't
you're
have
doing
to,
it right.
But I'm getting a card that's already graded.
Right. Well, that's true. You're getting a card that's already graded.
I take everything back I said about StockX and Chrome X.
Take it all back?
I take it all back.
Take it all back.
I take it all back. Great
I love
product.
It. You love Lil Nas X.
I love Lil Nas X.
Hey, Panini. one more thing before we talk about the biggest break of all time, Guinness Book of World Records coming out. But I hate it when people blame people's websites. For one, how many of those people that are saying something about somebody's servers know what a server is and know how a server runs? I don't even know how the server runs. When you get so much traffic on your website and you have so much demand, unless you're Nike or Google and you have a billion-dollar tech team to figure out your website, it's going to crash. It's just going to happen. It's trying to fit million people in a room that holds 500. It's just going to happen. It's just like if you put it in real life, it's not going to work out.
Fire hazard.
It's a fire hazard, and that's why you get a 502 error. But I just, I see the same tweets, and when we had a show earlier when First Off the Line first came out, and we were the WBs. We were saying the same things everybody was saying. But now since it's been years of this, it's just like, come on, you either get it or you don't. You move on. If you want it, you can buy it at a higher price. If you don't, oh well, you move on.
Are you saying you get accustomed to disappointment?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, life is a disappointment.
Oh, yeah.
And sports card, people that are in the sports card should be used to disappointment because everybody opens up boxes and gets $5 autos. You should be used to disappointment.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying? But anyways, that was my rant. But biggest break ever is going down in January. 325 boxes. Never been done before. The biggest mixer known to man. It's random team style. There's only 25 spots. We're getting prize support from GTS, Panini, and Top. So there's going to be guaranteed stuff in the break before you even get a random team. It's ridiculous. There's a case of Transcendent in there, 2019 Transcendent. So we're going to be doing that group break style. And the invitation is going to be random. There's 883 total hits in the break. Plus, it'll probably be plus, 883 plus. It's $75,000 worth of product. It's 17 different years of product and 61 different products. So there's a lot of cases in there. There's a lot of just crazy stuff. I mean, we got a case of Transcendent, case of Flawless, case of Dynasty. We've even got 81 tops in there, 89 Upper Deck, 2005 Prime Cuts, 2010 Bowman Draft for Yelich and Stanton. Or Stanton's not in that one, but I have 08 Draft for Stanton and Posey. There's just so much stuff in this break. It's crazy. If you're one of the first 15 to buy in, you got a chance at winning a Chrome case. So you have a 1 in 15 chance of winning a Topps Chrome 2019 hobby case. So that's a nice early bird incentive. The break itself is going to be 2 days. It's going to be January 17th and January 18th. Already one sold. Just posted it last night. One already sold. So check it out. It's right on the front page, mojobreak.com. Be part of history with the biggest break of all time. The possibilities are absolutely endless. And we did 25 combos, so we took the teams that may not have as big a hit potential. They're comboed up. We're going to do all kinds of fun, crazy stuff. We'll probably be triple camming it. I mean, it's just going to be an event you don't want to miss. So check it out, mojobreak.com. Even if you don't buy into the break, it is, I'm not going to lie, it's a little pricey. If you don't buy into the break, come by that day hang out, and just witness history. So,
and as far as like value, I don't. Basketball and baseball are kind of neck and neck, but there's definitely more value in baseball in the long term.
Yes.
Than there is, say, football.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
football does have value, a lot of value during the season, a lot of value before the season.
Sure.
A lot of speculation, but yeah, it's going to be cool.
And there's a lot of first Bowman possibilities with the transcendent. You got chances at Babe Ruth caught. I mean, it's going to be insanity. We've got a lot of high end in there. If you break down the math, 25 spots, 883 hits. I mean, you're going to get, you know, on average, every spot's going to get 30 to 40 hits minimum. There's probably going to get a spot that gets like 100 hits because of just that's just the way that it happens sometimes. You know, you get the Yankees, you're probably going to get close to 100 hits. So it's going to be fun. And Panini actually just sent us a message that they've got a FedEx box coming. Didn't tell me what it was. So that's going to go right into prize support for you guys. So right now there's already from GTS, shout out to GTS. Check out their show, Go GTS Live, by the way. They're giving us 25 bundles of 50 pack of Topps Holiday. So everybody's going to get in the breaks, going to get a bundle of holiday packs. They've also donated 10 jerseys that we're going to use for the least amount of hits. Topps has got some stuff coming on the way. Panini's got some stuff coming on the way. So they're showing us, you know, support for you guys that are going to buy into the biggest break of all time. So anyways, check it out. It'll be a fun event. So go ahead and you can go on Mojo Break, bookmark that listing, and it's guaranteed to sell out. So, but moving along, next topic. What do we got? We've got worst signature. So we're gonna have our yearly awards. We call it the worst of the year. It's gonna be coming up in the next few shows. So we're gonna just do a kind of initial snippet, give you guys a little taste of the worst of the year show. So we're talking about the worst signature of the year. I'll start with the Hall of Famers. These are Hall of Famers. They're not from this year, but this is Hall of Fame worst signatures. So we're going to start with, on the next slide, we got Mr. Verne Morency, Hall of Famer. Might be the greatest of all time. I don't know if he'll ever be topped. If you're listening to the audio version, go on eBay and Google Verne Morency's auto. It is epic. Just a check mark, nothing. There's a couple other Hall of Famers in this mix, too. You've got this one I just thought was, it's a facsimile auto, but they used to do this with guys that were overseas.
Bruh.
His name's Johan Flande, and he just barely wrote out Flande on there. So I thought that was pretty funny. And there is Maurice Agger from the Mavericks 2006 draft. And he's got worse ones than that. That's actually one of his better ones. Hall of Famer, worst signature. And then, do I have any more? Or are we getting into the... Okay, so we're getting into the candidates for this year. Rui Hachimura. And it sucks that he's good and people want his auto. It's better when a guy sucks. When a guy sucks and he has a suck auto, that's okay. This guy's good. He's a good player, and people want him, and you have to look at that. And you have to get excited. We have to get excited about that. I don't know, man. What can you comprehend from Rui's auto there, C-Rad? he's speechless. He doesn't even know what to say.
It looks like an L, a YL. Rui Hachimura.
Yeah, I don't even know where you get the R from in there. I do see the – I see an L, but there's no – L in his name, right?
Yeah.
I'm confused. I don't know. I mean, I know he's just trying to get through him quick. So, got that. We got the great Rashawn Gary.
This is my vote already.
Rashawn Gary.
My vote all year.
What team is what NFL team is he on now?
Packers.
The Packers, that's right. Packers have a lot of guys that sign bad autos for some reason. So, Rashawn Gary with the scribble corner signature. It actually got better over the year, but that's an example of how bad it was at the beginning. And then the next one, Kerwin Roach, just a line and a squiggle. Another candidate.
Good thing he's only in one product.
Yeah, good thing.
But we got to take that into consideration when we vote.
Yeah.
It can't be guys that have only been in one product.
I know. And that's what I say. No one cares. This one is a top auto in Bowman Chrome, Frutus Nova. It's not the worst I've seen, but he must sign with a blindfold on half the time because he just doesn't know where to put the auto. And there's several of them like this. He just puts it towards the bottom, even though there's a nice grayed out area above it. Frutus Nova, candidate for worst of the auto of the year. And he's a collectible guy. Unlike Kerwin Roach, no one cares about Kerwin Roach. Jalen Hands is another candidate. Sad that we got three basketball guys in here. You know who's not in here? Hockey guys. There's no hockey guys on this list. Hockey guys know how to sign for some reason.
That's interesting.
But Jalen Hands.
I have an interesting tidbit about him. His auto only really sucks in contenders. He's actually improved already.
I looked. It's a little better, but yeah, it's
legible. Like you can see the J and the H in his auto now in all the recent products.
Yeah, I wonder what these guys are thinking though. That sign in the corner, like Rashawn Gary and this guy, and they leave so much more space on the sticker. Do they think somebody else is coming in there signing, or what do you think? They're like, maybe they're gonna have a dual auto here.
I really feel like he messed up his first like packet of sticker autos. So Panini was like, let's just put them in the very first release. You know, like this is the release that people won't care about in the long run anyways. And let's just put his better sticker autos on future products. Because that's what it looks like it happened to me.
Kramer says, has anyone identified the dot in his auto? That's a good point. There's no I in the auto.
He doesn't put a dot anymore in his recent autos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he think the S had a dot on it, or is
either this is completely somebody else's autograph?
It could be,
or I don't know what was happening with.
Well,
him.
I mean, usually these stickers are done. I don't think he was a photo shoot guy. I'm not 100%
no,
sure.
No, I don't. No, I don't think he was.
Because nobody was actually at that event. Like, not there was no breakers there, so I'm not 100% sure. Usually the photo shoot guys. They do the sticker books there at the photo shoot. And they have representatives watching them.
Yeah.
Now, Jalen Hands, I don't know if they sent him a sticker book. You know, you don't know.
Yeah.
That's all speculation.
I don't think anybody's watching Jalen's hands.
But I don't know. I mean, haven't we heard that they're supposed to document it, record it, like, send pictures of them signing?
I think they're supposed to, but I bet you these guys don't do that. I mean, they're trying to rush and sign them. We'll see. We had a couple comments in the chat. Scott says that if Rui signed him exclusive with Panini, he should put more effort in for Panini. Exclusive to Panini. Saw your guys' podcast on TuneIn. Cool, awesome. And Sebastian asked if we're going to have a podcast next week. It's a maybe. I don't know. It is Christmas.
Thursday, maybe?
Maybe we'll do it on Thursday. We should, because the next week is New Year's. So right in the middle of our show. What the hell, man? Why has it got to be on a Wednesday this year? This one's not a worst auto, but it's just sucks that it's smeared. So it's Nate Lau, and I don't know. He must have put his face on it after he signed it or something. It's the worst smear job I've ever seen. And this person is sponsoring it on eBay.
If you look at the back of the card,
he probably put them all on top of each other.
Yeah, and the back of the card probably has a bunch of ink on it.
Yeah.
The card that he stacked on top of it.
Yeah, that's the problem with some of these guys, too, with autos, is they're going through them so fast, they're stacking them on top of each other, not knowing that it's going to smear the auto. So, lesson to be learned there. So, you know. Is not to freaking do that, you know. Put it on your put them on top of each other. So those are our candidates. We're also gonna have like worst product of the year, is one of the categories, and we might just have like just worst of 2019 in general. It might be pretty fun. So we'll think about that. But
worst breaker of 2019. I'm just
worst breaker. That's Dan with his slow hands. Breaker. He's up there.
It's gotta be one of the scammers, dude.
It's gotta be. Yeah. There's there actually hasn't been too many group break scams this year. I feel like there was more group break scams in the prior years, but
last year for sure.
Is it time for guess that price? Is this the last slide? Yes. Another round. Guess that price. You can play along at home. It's me versus Dan. C-Rad picked the cards. So get ready for it. All right,
first card.
All right, DJ. Start
it
up. It
is a 1999 Fleer Brilliance 24K Gold Ken Griffey Jr., number 24, his jersey number, PSA 10, gem mint 10.
Jesus. That is and it's PWCC, so you got to add like another 20% on top of that.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
1999 Fleer Brilliance 24 karat gold. Griffey Jr. numbered to 24.
Condition sensitive and highly sought after among investors.
Pop one. Jeez. All right,
because we start with.
You choose.
We'll start with the left. Go ahead, Doug. We'll start with you.
Man. Let's do 4,500. No clue.
8,500.
Sounds like it's in the middle.
$21,999 Jesus in auctions. 51 bids.
God. I'm playing again like last week. God damn
it. Hey, man, if it makes you feel any better, I wasn't even close.
Yeah.
You're closer than me. Playing like the Warriors here. Call me Erica
Skull. $22,000 on this Ken Griffey.
Jeez. All right.
Yeah. Crazy.
Right. You should have known it was PWCC.
Though. I know. I should have said a million if it was PWCC.
All right.
Shill bid.
This has gone down a little bit over the years, but, you know, he got a little hype this year, so we're going to switch over a little bit to basketball right here. This is a 2014-15 National Treasures True Rookie Patch Auto to 99 of AW, Andrew Wiggins.
And it says Reed. What happened?
Yes, I guess I'll give you guys the backstory. It didn't matter in the pricing much. I looked at some other ones. But I guess there's, like, just a mark on the back of the card.
Ah. It's a nice design, though. 14-15 NTRPA ungraded. Ungraded. Andrew Wiggins. And that's we're starting with Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
Man, the hobby doesn't like this guy. 900.
I'm playing to win the game, so I'm going to go 910.
Doug, $1,000 at auction, 20 bids.
Yes! I'm back on the board. One to one. All right.
That's pretty good. Okay, good.
That was pretty damn close, though. That was a good guess.
Get ready, because you're going next. I didn't know we were doing that. So,
well, when you're desperate for wins, you got to pull out. It's like I was watching your bench. Like I'm Bill Belichick, and you're the Bengals. I'm watching your bench, trying to strategize. Got to get a dub.
Oh. You know, all right.
Any means
next,
necessary.
We're gonna throw a little bit vintage, like 90s vintage. This is iconic in basketball. I didn't choose the biggest player, but. This is a red PMG of Sean Kemp. Red PMG from 1997.
Man, look at the edges on that card.
They're always pretty bad on the
look PMG. At the edges.
Number to 100.
I know why that ain't graded. Right. Look at the corners.
We're going to go 1,100, Alec.
1,100. All right. Dan?
Dude, I get it. I get it. It's a PMG, but anybody who looks at that card has to know that
came straight out of a binder.
Yeah.
Very condition sensitive, these cards.
That's why it's not graded.
How much you say?
He said 1,100. Sean Kemp,
he has a lot of kids.
It is numbered to 100. That's
numbered
like,
the amount of kids he has.
That's probably. I'm going to go 1,200.
Damn, Dan playing the game. Ended 42 bids, $2,007.
Jesus Christ.
All right, Dan's up 2-1. 2-1.
Who would pay that kind of money for how much?
Look at 2007. That's a PSA 4 right there.
Yeah, right? Jesus. People are just trying to build those sets, I think. They
precious
don't care.
Metal.
God yeah. damn. And really, I mean, I know people love those, and I'm not ripping on the fact it's not the worst looking card in history, but honestly. I'm not a huge fan of that card design.
All right, so next is Dan's going first, yeah? And this is perfect. I got the perfect card for you guys here.
Two to one.
We're switching sports here. We got a cracked ice rookie ticket Jared Goff from 2016 contenders, number to 24. The subtitle says super tough cracked ice variation.
$1,300.
All right, Doug.
$2,500.
Ooh. Overshot a little bit, boys. 23 bids ended at
$1,026. Wow.
Yeah, I said
tough.
I said $1,300.
No, I know. I'm not saying I won. I'm saying it's tough that your franchise quarterback.
I actually almost said $1,000.
So what is it? 3-1 now?
3-1. Jesus Christ. We need a reverse OCV right
even
here.
Even last year at the peak of his prices, I don't think that card was over $2,000.
What is it about him?
Last year, the knock on him was that he was a game manager and he was just there to hand the ball off to Gurley.
Yeah,
and then the knock on him this year is that since Gurley sucks, he's terrible.
Ah, so he never broke that.
All right, next one. All right, we'll start with Doug. Doug, you need this one right
I
here.
Do.
All right, we got a PSA 10 2014 Contenders Jimmy G rookie ticket. This is the base rookie ticket, PSA 10. Jimmy G.
On the right team.
Guapalo.
Jimmy G contenders, 2014 Patriots. Low pop, huh? We're going to go 800.
Dan?
You know, could we ask, like, when the auction ended, roughly?
No, nope.
Is it within the last 3 months?
Yes.
Is it within, like, the start of the season?
These are all within the last 3 months, okay. All these cards.
Because, like, if it was, like, last year, his stuff, like, took a pretty big dip. 500.
36 bids. With the clutch, $734, so Doug's closest.
I know my Jimmy G cards. I'll tell you that.
That was pretty close.
Pro Bowler Jimmy G. Pro Bowler.
So is our boy Staley. Shout out to Staley.
Alternate. alternate Pro
Bowler. Hey, we don't care about the extra. You know, when they put it on his Wikipedia, it doesn't say alternate on there. So. All
right, this is where I went with
it. It does.
No, it doesn't.
Because he won't go. unless the Niners are in the,
unless the Niners are not in the Super Bowl, yeah of course. But yeah, so he's not going to play anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
No, but there had to be somebody to not be in it for him to make it.
Right.
They don't give you, I don't think they give you a.
And how many alternates do they have?
I don't think they give you a Pro Bowl, like, they put it on your resume.
I think they do.
I don't think so. I think it's if you get invited.
Mm, okay.
Because if you're an alternate, I don't think you go unless somebody, like, bows out.
Well, how many alternate quarterbacks do they have, and who do they choose?
Well, you got to assume probably two of the quarterbacks, maybe more,
yeah,
are going to be in the Super Bowl, so they're not going to play.
Right, so they have at least two alternates.
Then. Yeah.
All right, so what are we at? We're 3-2, right?
3-2. You need this one, too, right here. All right.
Playing from behind. Mm-hmm. Playing from behind.
And I like to keep with the – this is why I had an extra one of this sport, but I want to kind of mix it up a little bit here. We got a green PMG football, Barry Sanders from 97 Skybox, 12 out of 150.
Do the PMGs translate to football?
Whew.
This is the tricky one.
This is very tricky. 97 Skybox, 12 out of 150. But the Reds are 100, right?
Yeah, and Reds were, I think.
Did they have 150 in basketball?
No, 150, they didn't go that high in basketball.
Is it on me? Is it on me first?
No, unfortunately. Oh, man. Can I phone a friend? Let's
no,
see.
Yeah, Dan went last in the last
one. Oh, okay, yeah.
Dude, I don't know if this series translates well to football. It's still going to be a fair amount. But this is going to be easy for Doug. 700.
Okay.
701.
701, just like that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Be prepared.
But I see that's a 50-50, though. Cause if I go...
Be prepared to have your socks knocked off.
Dude, I didn't.
58 bids. $23,700.
What? Say again?
I guess it does translate well to football.
$23,700 with 58 bids. It must be a rare card.
No, there's 150 of them.
I know. I was blown away, too, when I saw this.
I can't even speak. It's 23,000.
Yeah.
That was shill bid. Had to be.
It might have been, but hey.
23,000. We're tied up, though. We're tied up.
We are. Yeah.
But I still. Wow. That just threw me off.
You guys ready for the looper? Okay. And then I think Doug has to go first on this one, too. So, all right. This is because we're sitting on some. A 2015 Star Wars Masterwork Auto Harrison Ford Han Solo. Because we're celebrating Star Wars this week with Rise of the Skywalker coming out on Friday.
$399.
$400.
Final answers for both. I'm going to let you guys think about final answers for both.
Yeah, I'll lock mine in.
What's yours?
$400.
What's Doug's?
$399.
$399, $400, huh?
Yeah. Doug started it. I didn't know we were doing the $1 over.
It's a good game strategy. It's a It's a good game strategy.
I would have went something.
Don't tell me
different.
It's like $39.99/$50.
I would have said it's probably right.
Okay, you could tell us the answer after we've
Seen.
All right, 32 bids for this week's winner. 32 bids.
Oh, sounds like a loss.
$2,111.51 for the winner.
At first I thought I was going to say like $800. Didn't think it was going to be over 1,000 though.
Doug is taking 3 L's this season.
Obviously that has to be short printed, right?
It's got to be.
If it's not short printed, I think we have a case in there. I'm just going to open up.
I don't think he has any autos in the new one. That's the issue.
It's bull.
Yeah.
I could probably run into him somewhere and get an auto for a lot cheaper than that. The heck? Don't know my Star Wars.
Congratulations, Dan.
That's just throwing it in my face I need to watch Star Wars.
Next week.
Championship. I'm knocked out. I went 0-2.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I already won. Let's go.
No, you got double elimination.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm almost winning season two.
Yeah, you gotta win one out of your next two games.
All right.
Well, actually, we're going to change the rules. We're going to do triple elimination now.
Nice.
So I'm back in it. No, just kidding. But that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it for the show. I'm a loser, and I eat a lot of McDonald's, and I'm pissed off at Google Maps. But
hey,
anyways.
Go at me on Twitter, Doug, for like making you lose this guess that price.
Oh, you have a Twitter now?
No, I'm just saying go at me.
I know. I should. I'd be like, damn it. Let's see, Rad fixed. Him and Dan were talking. It's not fair. Lost. Dan saw the slides before I did. No. Anyways, that is it for today's show. We're going to be live. Don't go nowhere. We're still live. We're going to be opening up some more Bowman's Best, some more Origins. We've got a lot of fun stuff going on the site. Also, Optic Football comes out on Friday, and I saw a little preview of my man Nick Bosa's auto. It looks great. So check that out on Friday. And, peace out, guys.